slugs again.
Yes, there were the slugs, babies, mothers and grandmothers, besides enormous, great slugs, all eating away at the juicy green.
Oh, Thomas, you must set some slugs, catch them all.
Did those slugs walk into the traps?
No.
Not one. They just laughed their slimy laugh. And went on eating the juicy lettuces.
Oh, dearie me, what shall we do? There'll be no lettuce left when little Tim comes home.
I know. I've got a good idea. I'll shoot those bombs.
Thomas crept very carefully up at the lettuce and fired his little gun. But did the slugs mind? No, not they. They laughed more than ever in their slimy way. And they ate up all the peas, and then they turned about and went on eating the lettuces.
Thomas, how are you getting on?
We shan't have any lettuces left when Tim comes home.
They hopped sadly down the long passage into the kitchen of their house. And then Mariah had an idea. greedy slugs raised their heads to listen. They waved their bodies joyously and laughed their slimy laughs.
Here is sweet music at our feast. Here is sweet music while we eat.
And then they laughed again happily in their slimy, slimy way. And went on eating lettuce leaves.
Thank you. Suddenly a voice called out,
hopping and skipping and turning somersaults as he came towards his father and mother.
Hello, hello. I brought a friend, Silver. What's the matter?
The slugs are eating all the lettuce, Tim.
My friend Thrush has just been wondering if you'd have meat for supper. I said we only had lettuces, didn't I, Thrush?
Yes, Tim. I think I can help you. If you'll allow me, sir. Just watch me.
He gobbled up the slugs faster than you could count. Baby slugs, mother slugs, grandmother and great-grandmother slugs before they had time to take to their slimy heels. Ryan Thomas stood and watched in wonder at his huge appetite.
Come and have supper with us whenever you would like, Mr. Thrush.
You all would be welcome, Mrs. Thrush.
Yes, indeed.